Well, the growing season is finally coming to an end, and that means our newbie gardening column is also at its end. Since the spring, we've been following Julie Leung and her family as they transform their Northeast Calgary backyard into two bountiful garden plots. Homestretch director Tracy Fuller met up with Julie one last time to tie up the season and reflect on what they've learned.
It is 100% the coldest day we've ever been in this garden. Julie, thank you for joining me here again.
Thanks for coming out.
Wow, what a difference a couple of weeks makes, and a few snowfalls, because standing at your side garden, this is the main garden, the lasagna garden that we started off with so many months ago. Can you describe what it looks like right now?
Well, the zucchini's completely gone. Everything is brown, shriveled, not bushy. Kale's all been harvested, and those root bags that had the bushy, full potatoes, they're all white, brown, wilted. Fallen over.
Yes, they look truly like they have given up. But that's good when it comes to potatoes, because that means they're ready to harvest, right?
That's right. We didn't want to do anything while they were still green and growing, because that means that the tuber is growing. But the snow basically did it in for us. We didn't have to do anything. The snow did it for us.
So what went into taking everything out here? I mean, what did you harvest before the snow fell?
We brought out all the tomatoes because we heard that if they frost, they're ruined or they're not very good. So we brought them in, and a lot of them were volunteers, so they were very tiny. But they were a bunch of green little guys, and we just put them together in a bowl in the house, and they're ripening as we speak, so that's exciting. And we actually left the kale even through the snowfall because we had read that frost will make them better or sweeter. Mm-hmm. It was actually Gideon who did it on one of his days off. Just cut it all up, and then he processed all of it and put it in freezer bags. And I have a lovely husband who does all that stuff.
And now you have a freezer full of kale.
Really? That's pretty much all we have that we can keep, because it was just so prolific. Everything else we harvested and ate.
All right. Now, walking over to your root garden, there are even more things that are yet to be harvested, even though this, again, looks like a very wilted and done-for-the-season garden. What is still in the ground that's ready to be harvested?
So we've got the shallots that are still ready to be harvested, the potatoes, and the beets. Oh, and also the thing that we think is the Jerusalem artichoke.
The mystery plant. The mystery stalk, in fact, because it almost looks like a very thick stalk of a sunflower. Mm-hmm. Growing out of the center of your garden here. So lots of potential to be dug out of the ground. How soon will you be doing that?
We have to do it before the ground freezes solid. We keep trying to find a time that it's not so cold and miserable. But I think we're going to be trying to do that within the next week or week and a half, just because we don't want to come out here and be like, no, 6 months of love and care, like frozen.
Yes, that would be a really, really sad end to your root garden. I can't help but think about, you know, what you've come through this whole year. I mean, you started as a newbie gardener with very little experience, just a few plants previous years to sort of get you going. Thinking back over this whole process, what is the highlight for you?
Wow. Can I name three highlights?
Sure.
Because I think I've been thinking about this all through the summer. So I think one of the big things is just realizing that I can garden. It's not that hard. And you just need a little bit of encouragement. You need a couple kind of basic things. And of course, what we were taught is biased towards the natural kind of approach, which really resonates with me. So for me, it was those basic things like, you need to work on your soil. You don't need to add a lot of, you know, fertilizer, chemical things, pesticides or herbicides. You just need to amend your soil and work on that. And that was really kind of a basic foundational thing I just needed to be told and encouraged. I think I also am so amazed at kind of God's creative power. Like, I put the seeds in the ground. That's all I did. And I cannot take any credit for everything else that came out and how they're all differentiated, that the seeds know what they're doing, and you know, and I also think I just have a greater appreciation for farmers. You know, they're constant, like, they are just hard workers. They're constantly working. They're constantly doing something, whether it's prepping, sowing, harvesting, canning, preserving, selling, whatever they're doing. I just am amazed. Like, they're just like the most hardworking people. And when I go to a farmer's market now, I just am blown away at their abundance. Like, I kind of have an appreciation of how much work it took to bring this produce to bear and then have enough to then be able to sell it. I mean, they fed their family and their community, and now they're selling it. I just am blown away and so respectful of that.
Mm-hmm. Can I jump in with some of my highlights of the season? And they're very different from yours. The number one thing was that blew my mind was water. Was just how much adding your irrigation system, which again, for people who don't remember, is super easy. Mm-hmm. There's a timer, some tubes, a hose. And Bob's your uncle. Your garden, we saw in a matter of weeks, turned from a fledgling sort of newbie garden to looking like a fully professional garden. Number two was the power of the zombies and your volunteers. So we lost a tomato. Flew it halfway across the yard. You brought it inside. You brought it back to life, planted it again, and then harvested tomatoes just a few weeks ago off of it. That was an incredible story to watch. But also, you used a bunch of sort of not finished compost throughout the season and got a bunch of extra, like, bonus garden stuff that you didn't expect that was really surprising, growing all over the place. Mm-hmm. So we talked a number of times about not having precise rows of gardens and having like a pristine looking garden, how wild and bountiful and bushy your garden was. And last but not least, I can't help but bring your children and your husband back into this. Seeing how excited your children have been and how this has been just a whole journey for your whole family has been really, it's been special for me to follow. So thank you, Julie, Gideon, the whole family. Thank you so much for bringing all of Southern Alberta into your garden.
Thank you, CBC.
That's newbie gardener Julie Leung speaking with Homestretch director Tracy Fuller. Julie was part of the Grow Food Calgary program this year, designed to help new gardeners in touch with their green thumbs. And thanks to Chelsea Anderson for all of her help and for setting us up with Julie this season.